Well, the elements have not been friendly, but the Kannapolis Cannonballers are set to go and get back into action here at Atrium Health Ballpark as they set up their opener against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans tonight on this Wednesday evening, an overcast and a spinning evening in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast on Bally Live, and I'm ILB-TV. Our host, as always, bringing you all the action. I'm Dan Helody. As the Ballers return from a road trip out to Kinston, they have two games now remaining in this Carolina League first half of action. They'll look to finish it up against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on a high note. The Pelicans already clinching the South Division on Sunday in a victory against the Fred Nats. So the Ballers and the Pelicans will do business for two games, and everything resets on Friday. And the remainder of this six-game set will get going. So Shane Murphy on the bump will get the start as the Ballers set and will get action in the field. As starting in on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lineup is Ismael Mena. First pitch from the lefty, Murphy is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Ismael Mena, the leadoff batter for the Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization as they enter their second stint in franchise history in Kannapolis, as this 0-1 is in there towards left field for a base hit. Ismael Mena leads off the night with a single as we are underway here in Kannapolis. It is 7:03, your first pitch time, according to our official score. So just like that, two pitches in, and now Christian Hernandez will step in. Shane Murphy gets the start for the Ballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. It's the battle of the two Chicago teams, the north side and the south side. And the single A level between the Ballers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. This is the Pelicans' second visit all time to Kannapolis. Last time was exactly a year ago here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Murphy's first pitch is a breaking ball hacked and a miss by Christian Hernandez. 0-1 is your count. Get an overcast day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's been off and on raining all day. Yesterday, of course, getting canceled with the heavy rain in the area. 0-1 is up and away, even now at 1-1 on the DH Hernandez. Battling the elements today. Tomorrow is more to be the same as well. In a matchup against two of the top teams in the South Division of the Carolina League. A 1-1 on the way to Hernandez is hacked and missed for strike two. Quickly, a 1-2 count on Christian Hernandez. Hernandez, a DH today, one of the top prospects in the Chicago Cubs organization at number 9 overall, according to MLB Pipeline. Shane Murphy on the bump, 2-2 on the season. 1-2. Check swing. He goes around, says home plate umpire Frank Jones. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Shane Murphy has his first strikeout of the day. It's the first out of the first inning. One on and one out for Jefferson Rojas, a shortstop. So Jefferson Rojas will get a turn against Shane Murphy in this first inning. Andy Gariola, the left fielder, awaits on deck. First pitch, runner going. It's inside of the plate. Throw in a second. Did they get him? No, they didn't. Safely in at first base is Ismael Mena. So a swollen base for the Pelicans right fielder in Mena. Runner on second. Now in scoring position. 1-0 count, one down in this top of the first inning. Shane Murphy on the bump, making his 11th start on the season. 2-2 on the year with a 2.49 ERA. As Rojas will stand in with a 1-0 count. Murphy sets pitch on the way. This one's fouled off straight back at 90 miles an hour. 1-1 count on the three-hole batter, the shortstop Rojas. Andy Gariola, left fielder, awaits on deck in the cleanup spot. One more. The third baseman will bat fifth. Batting sixth is Rafael Morel, the center fielder. 79 is Pabon, the first baseman. Ramirez, the second baseman. And Malcolm Quintero is the catcher, as checking the runner at first, and the 1-1 is not in time. A close call on a pickoff attempt. Nonetheless, a close call there as Tyler Hovick says he's back in there safely as Mena. Ismael Mena at second base for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. At the plate is Jefferson Rojas, a shortstop. Murphy stands in. 1-1 on the way to the plate. Curveball upstairs. Now 2-1 on the shortstop Rojas. Defensive setup for the Ballers tonight in the blue tops and white pants will go Laureano, Burke, and Logan. Left to right in the outfield. In the infield, Bryce Willits, Wilbur Sanchez, Javier Mora, and Tim Elko. Behind the dish is Colby Smelly. Murphy will set. Here's a 2-1. Swing and a miss on a curve ball. That one's in now a 2-2 count on Jefferson Rojas. Rojas batting .355 on the season with a homer and four RBI. One of the newer adds to the roster for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Born in 2005 on April 25th, as a 2-2 is fouled off. Keep the count at 2-2, and we will do it again. Born April the 25th of 2005, he's exactly 18 years of age. is Jefferson Rojas, an international free agent signing last year out of Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. Is Jefferson Rojas. 2-2 count, one down. Murphy's pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air in a shallow center. Jacob Burke will come in a couple steps. Javier Moore, the second baseman, backtracking. Called off, though, by the right fielder, Drake Logan, who comes in and makes the grab. A fly out into right center is caught by the right fielder, Logan. So two down. Runner stays put at second. And stepping in will be Andy Cariola, the left fielder. Cariola, the big 6'5" righty bat from Pasadena, California, stands in a 17th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago Cubs on the north side of Chicago. First pitch on the way from the lefty. Murphy is inside and low, 1-0 count. Again, a overcast Wednesday evening. It's winning Wednesday, so all of our fans here in attendance, if the Ballers pick up a victory tonight, and their tickets are good for the next Wednesday game, which will be July 5th, as Cariola pokes the 1-0 into left. That's going to drop and roll and be a base knock. Scoring on the play will be Mena. Headed to second as Cariola. Throw comes in from left, and they got him like a sitting duck out there, but able to hold on to the ball is Mora as it slips out of his gloves. It'll be a double for Cariola, and scoring is Mena, so the Pelicans jump out to a 1-0 lead. We'll judge the call from the scorer in just a moment. Nonetheless, runner on second, and a two down in the frame. And due up is Juan Mora, the third baseman. So a nicely hit line drive into left field for Cariola. Issues the single. He moves to second on the play as Mora will stand in. Pitch on the way from the lefty, Murphy. This one is up and away, a 1-0 count. It's at least a single for Cariola. He picks up another RBI. He's in at second, though, as Mora bobbled the throw in from left field. They're going to give him a double on the call. 1-0 on the way. Check swing from Mora, but it's in and out of the glove of the catcher, Smelly. Count will move to 2-0. They will give Cariola a double on the play, so now the Pelicans have a run on two hits in this top of the first. Murphy stands in, as mentioned, 2-2 on the year, a 2.49 ERA. 2-0 on the way. This one's grounded towards the left field side, and it's through for a base hit and more. Rounding third at home is Cariola. Play at the plate. Throw is wild from Laureano, and it's a little wide. It's another RBI base knock, this time for Juan Mora. As scoring is Cariola, it's 2-0 Myrtle Beach in this first inning. And Mora is at first base. It's a single, two outs. And now standing in will be Rafael Morel. Rafael Morel will stand in for his first at-bat of the day. Ballers trail 2-0 on three hits from Myrtle Beach in this top of the first. Again, the South Division first half champions are the Pelicans, clinching on Sunday in a win against Fredericksburg. First pitch is inside to Morel, 1-0 count. As Murphy started June at a bit of a slower pace than his first 2 months. His first 2 months, he was incredible. But in nine innings in the month of June, he's got a 5 ERA as Morel's 1-0 is a broken bat fly out into right field. Drake Logan under, it'll make the grab for the out, and the inning is complete. Six batters faced for Shane Murphy. He allows two runs on three hits to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. That will conclude the top of the first inning. To the bottom of the half of the first we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers trail 2-0, but we'll send it to the bottom half of the first inning after a quick break of the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mario Camilletti, Jacob Burke, and Tim Elko to lead off the bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's the bottom of the first, 2-0 Myrtle Beach on top in this series opener, technically. First of five matchups this week between these two sides as the righty Michael Arias gets the start on the bump for Myrtle Beach. His first pitch is outside, a 1-0 count to Mario Camilletti. Arias gets the start today for Myrtle Beach on the bump, working quickly. 1-0 on the way is a three-quarter arm slot. It's swung and a missed. 1-1 is your count. Camilletti the DH, Jacob Burke the center fielder, and Tim Elko, first baseman, due up in this bottom of the first. Michael Arias gets the start, 1-4 with a 2.63 ERA as Camilletti bloops the 1-1 in the left, but it is right out Gariola who comes in and makes the grab for the out. Just like that, it's a flyout for Mario Camilletti. The flyout is recorded. So one down and Jacob Burke is due up. So it's a fly out for Camilletti. One down in the frame. Burke will stand in against the righty Arias. 6 foot, 155-pound righty is Arias. 21 years of age from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. A free agent signing in 2021 by the Chicago Cubs. That one's hacked and a miss. 0-1 is your count. Arias known for his three-quarter arm slot or so. He's got a lot of arm side running his fastball. Definitely a tougher arm for the ballers to face tonight. This one is on the way on the 0-1. It's just a bit low at 83 miles an hour and a changeup. 1-1 on Burke. Burke the center fielder. Elko waiting on deck for Kannapolis in this bottom of the first. 1-1 on the way outside and low. 2-1 on the center fielder, Burke. Burke is on a bit of a hot streak. He's reached in 30 consecutive games. Looking to make it 31 tonight in this first matchup of the week against Myrtle Beach. 2-1 on the way. This one's grounded foul down the left field line. They'll move to 2-2 on the center fielder, Burke. Kenny has reached in 30 games in a row. He is too shy of tying the all-time highest ballers on base streak in Colson Montgomery last year in 2022. 2-2 count. Burke will stand in against Arias, the righty. Working from the stretch, here's the 2-2. This one's inside, and it hits Burke in the back, and it'll be a hit by pitch. So he'll reach base. It'll be now 31 games in a row for Jacob Burke as he'll take the walk to first on a hit by pitch. One on and one down for Tim Elko. So Elko stands in with a runner on and one down. Bottom of the first. Ballers trailing 2-0. Elko stands in. The first baseman batting third. Bryce Willits will bat fourth in the cleanup spot. He is the third baseman. As Elko stands in, pitch on the way. This one is just a bit outside from Arias. A 1-0 count now on Elko. Willits, the third baseman, bats fourth. Colby Smelly, the catcher, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder in Joannaville Laureano. At first is Burke with a decent lead. 1-0 count, one down. Here's Arias' pitch. Elko takes low and outside, 2-0 on the Ballers' first baseman. Rounding out the order for the Ballers, Javier Mora, second baseman, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Drake Logan, the right fielder, and batting ninth is Wilbur Sanchez. Ballers again in a tie right now for second place in the Carolina League South Division, looking to finish up the first half on a good note. 2-0 is low and inside. Move now 3-0 on Tim Elko. Defensive setup today for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Gariola, Morel, and Mena in the outfield. Mora, Rojas, Ramirez, and Pabon are in the infield. Malcolm Quintero is behind the dish. 3-0 count, Arias working from the stretch. Here's the pitch to Elko. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 96. 3-1 is your count. Myrtle Beach again out of the Chicago Cubs organization, going with the lighter blue tops tonight. Gray pants, light blue caps with a yellow brim, and the Myrtle Beach MB font logo on the front. 3-1 count, one down. Here is the pitch. This one's up and away. Ball four. Tim Elko will reach for the first time tonight. He's got a one-out walk. Burke is going to head to second, and just like that, it's 2-1 and one out for Bryce Willits. Well, Bryce Willits off to a good start in April and then tore up the league in the month of May. He was the Carolina League Player of the Month in May for batting over 360. Well, then he's been on a bit of a cold streak. He's dipped now to just 261 on the year, and he hasn't seen a home run or an RBI in quite a few weeks. Willits will stand in with two on and one down. Arias will set as now time called, a pitch clock violation. According to home plate umpire Frank Jones, it'll be a 1-0 count as Michael Arias didn't get the pitch off in time. 1-0 count with one down, a pitch clock violation. Arias working from the stretch, 1-0. This one's low and it gets by the catcher in Quintero. It's going to be a wild pitch and allow the runners to move up. The third will go Burke and the second goes Elko. So now two in scoring position for Kannapolis. A wild pitch allows the two runners to move up, and now that'll prompt a quick mound visit now from the pitching coach in Bruce Billings. Myrtle Beach in the Cubs organization, led by Buddy Bailey, the manager for the Pelicans in his sixth season, the longtime skipper. Bruce Billings, the pitching coach. Roberto Vaz, the hitting coach in his first year. Also in his first year, the bench coach, Corey Ray. Which we'll have a little bit more detail on Corey Ray. Quite a fun story with the bench coach for the Pelicans a little bit later on. And once very highly touted prospect, turned coach at just 26 years old. So a 2-0 count on Bryce Willits. Michael Arias on the bump. As an Elko at second, at third is Burke. 2-0 count, one down. Wind is howling out to left. 2-0 from Arias. Willits will take on a fastball up in the zone for a called strike. 2-1 on Bryce Willits. Ballers under the leadership of Pat Leland, looking to finish up the first half on a good note before the second half gets going on Friday. 2-1. Willits checks, swings. This one's grounded towards the third baseman, Mora, who makes the play. He'll fire over to first in time, but it's a productive out, as that scoring on the play will be Jacob Burke. To third goes Elko. Willits is on a ground out now, a 5-3 ground out. So two down in the frame. Burke will be scoring on the play. Elko at third. Ballers will cut the lead now 2-1. And now Colby Smelly will stand in with one on and two down. So Bryce Willits with the RBI ground out puts the ballers on the board as Colby Smelly stands in with an opportunity to tie the game. First pitch on the way, he swings and fouls it off. 0-1 count coming on Colby Smelly. Smelly's off to a good start in the year, batting 370. 10 hits on the year so far, 2 RBI, 4 walks, 5 punchouts. And his return to action, a little bit of a slower start on the year, with an injury sustained earlier. 0-1 is hacked and a miss by Arias. 0-2, bottom of the first inning. 2-1, your score. Myrtle Beach is on top. Smelly, a 13th round pick in 2021 out of Shelton State Community College. Spent most of the year last year here in Kannapolis. Crushing right-handed pitching, batting 429. 0-2 count, two outs. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Arias gets his first punch out of the day. Colby Smelly goes down, swing and missing at a 97-mile-an-hour heater up in the zone. Three outs are now had after one inning of action. Myrtle Beach on top 2-1. The Ballers, though, get a run back thanks to an RBI ground out from Bryce Willits. That'll send us into a break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This is one of the most important things that we need to do.
Top of the second inning, Shane Murphy's first pitch to Miguel Pabon is lifted high and foul and 0-1 count. Top of the second here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-0 Myrtle Beach on top over the Kannapolis Cannonballers 2-1 as the Ballers get an RBI base knock from Bryce Willits and the RBI ground out. Hands Kannapolis another run. A 0-1 is in there. 0-2 now on the first baseman Pabon. Pabon, Ramirez, and Quintero do up in this top of the second inning. Ballers looking to get back on the track. Here with Murphy on the mound, 0-2. This one's up and away, a 1-2 count. Now on the first baseman, Pabon. Murphy, a 14th round pick in 2022 by the White Sox out of Chandler, Arizona. A Chandler-Gilbert Community College product. 1-2 is up and away now, 2-2 on Pabon. Chandler-Gilbert Community College is Murphy. Murphy from Chandler, Arizona, where there is allegedly an annual ostrich festival. It looks pretty dope, too. 2-2. This one's grounded toward third. Willits with a clean play. He'll field it and set his feet fire to first in time for the out. It's a 5-3 put out with one down in the frame. One down. Pedro Ramirez will stand in for the Pelicans. Chandler, Arizona, where they have the annual ostrich festival in March every year. It looks like a pretty decent little festival they got over there with a bunch of food. They have a bunch of ostriches walking around from what I was looking at in my research. Looks like they have some pretty big music acts come out and perform too. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. They had Train come perform earlier this season. Do you remember that song from the early 2010s, the Hey Soul Sisters song? That's Train. 0-1 lifted high and foul. 0-2 is your count. Train's a good band. I wouldn't call them a one-hit wonder or anything like that, but some people might. 0-2 count, one down. In this top of the second inning, 2-1 Pelicans on top. Pedro Ramirez at the plate against the lefty Shane Murphy on the mound for Kannapolis. 0-2, here's the pitch. Up and away now, 1-2 on Ramirez. As Malcolm Quintero, the catcher, awaits on deck. Wind is blowing out to left field. It's overcast and it's drippy out here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The wind has been playing a factor as well as the rain. 1-2 up and away now, 2-2 on Ramirez. Been raining off and on all day today. Got up this morning. First thing I did while I was here, pulled tarp. And we pulled it off and on about seven times. Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, definitely got a lot of work in today. 2-2 lifted high and foul. We'll do another one of 2-2. But shout out to Tim Siegel and the entire grounds crew. Somehow salvaged the field and it looks good. Despite all the crazy weather that's been going on here in Kannapolis in the last week or so. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from Murphy. Lifted high and foul again. 2-2 remains. Again, winning Wednesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A beautiful night for baseball, despite the overcast and drippy temperatures. 2-2, here's the pitch. Curveball inside and low. Count will run full. Weather isn't the greatest, but the fans that are here are holding out strong, and they are loud. That is for sure. 3-2 count, one down. Ballers and Pelicans doing business. Here's Murphy's 3-2. This one's up and away for ball four. It'll be a one-out walk. Myrtle Beach will pick up a base runner in this second inning. That'll be now one on and one down for the nine-hole batter in Malcolm Quintero. Malcolm Quintero is going to stand in for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who pick up a base runner on a walk. Murphy's first pitch, runner going, swing and a miss at the plate, throwing a second, is not in time. It'll be a stolen base for Pedro Ramirez. So now Myrtle Beach already threatening with one out. They have a runner in scoring position with an 0-1 count. Murphy has walked at least a batter in each of his last three starts. He had a outing back in the 31st here against Fayetteville, in which he didn't walk any. He struck out six. 0-1. This one's in there for a strike, 0-2. One down in this top of the second inning. Murphy's last start against Down East last week. Two hits allowed in four innings. No runs. Six punch outs and two walks. And 0-2 in there. Ring him up. Got him looking called. Strike three. A curveball. Got him. Shane Murphy has his second strikeout of the day. This time it's Malcolm Quintero. Two down and one on base for the Pelicans. Top of the order, and Ismael Mena steps in. Mana, the right fielder, stands in. Runner on second. His Ramirez, Murphy's first pitch. This one's lifted high and foul over the press box. 0-1. Ballers currently sitting and tied for second place, 34-29. In the South Division, they're four games back of the Pelicans with two games remaining in the first half. 0-1 in the way. Swinging a foul tip straight back by Mena. 0-2 on the leadoff batter, the right fielder. Myrtle Beach Pelicans, a team that hits well. They lead the league in hits with 513 entering today. And they lead the league in average as well at 251. They're last in the league, though, in walks, so not a team that's very patient at the plate. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Shane Murphy has three on his ninth. He gets two punch outs in the second inning to close out the battle. And now Myrtle Beach will stand in the field for the bottom of the second inning. They lead 2-1 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Joanna Mill, Lariano, Javier Mora, and Drake Logan do up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the second inning is Arias back on the mound. First pitch is up and inside. Lariano will take as it'll go by the catcher Quintero to the backstop. A 1-0 count now on Joanna Mill, Lariano. Lariano had a good week against the Down East Wood Ducks for sure. He's up to now three homers on the year with 12 RBI as this one is up and away for Arias now 2-0. 2-0 count, bottom of the second inning. Myrtle Beach on top 2-1 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-0 on the way from the righty is in there for a called strike at 95. 2-1 on Lariano. Joanna Mill Lariano, the left fielder, has been adding a little bit more offense to his game as of late. 2-1, grounded back up the middle. Arias will field it, and Mosey is wide over to first. Play made for the first out, a 1-3 put out. One down, and now Javier Mora will stand in. Javier Mora will stand in for his first at-bat of the night against Michael Arias. Arias has been an impressive arm for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. He's 1-4 on the year with a 2.63 ERA. Entering tonight's game, as this one's in there for a called strike, 0-1 is your count. Last time out against Fredericksburg, five innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, and 10 punch-outs. 0-1 on the way to Mora, up and away, now 1-1. This is the first time these two sides have faced off in a year. The Ballers will make their first trip ever to Myrtle Beach in late August. 1-1 on the way. Mora lines this one towards first, cleanly caught by Pavone. It'll be the second out, of the frame. Javier Mora with an L3. Two outs now, and Drake Logan will stand in. Drake Logan will stand in against Arias. A three-pitch mix, a fastball, a slider, and a changeup. He spent last year with the Complex League. He swings at the pitch and misses and fouls it off, I should say. 0-1 is your count on Drake Logan. Arias got his first win of the year back on the 7th against Augusta of this June month. 0-1 is upstairs, 1-1. Arias got the win in 5 innings, struck out 5, walked 3 against the Green Jackets, but still got the job done. Arias will come set, 1-1 in the way. Logan will get contact. This one's lifted high and foul. Move to 1-2 on Drake Logan. On deck is Wilbur Sanchez, a 9-hole man. In the order for Pat Leland and the baller. So 1-2 count, 2 outs. Arias will come set, working from the wide. Here's the 1-2. Up and inside, 2-2, an even count on Logan. Malcolm Quintero behind the dish for Arias the righty. He's got the blue and red glove working on the mound. Does Arias? Here's a 2-2 on the way to Logan. This one's lifted high and foul. It'll be over everybody's head, even at 2-2, and we'll do it again. Ballers a run on no hits. Myrtle Beach 2 runs on 3 hits. 2-2, here's the pitch. Up and inside, Cowell run full. A good eye for Drake Logan, batting 173 on the season. He's definitely had a bit of a struggle to start the year. Top Ballers strikeout leader on offense. A 3-2, he'll draw a walk though here with 2 outs. It'll be a 2-out free pass issued by Arias. So now a runner on for Wilbur Sanchez, a 2 down. So Wilbur Sanchez, a 9-hole batter, will step in. And he gets another at-bat. He had a very impressive week last week against the Wood Ducks. Put together a lot of offense. Sanchez has raised the batting average up to now 218. Arias will set from the stretch. First pitch on the way, low and outside, a 1-0 count. As Wilbur Sanchez, a shortstop, now 218. He does have a homer to his name. Does Wilbur. Logan with a good lead at first. A bit of a stolen base threat. Nothing too crazy, though. 1-0 on the way. This one gets by the catcher, Quintero. It'll be another wild pitch off the arm of Arias. So now the ballers are the runner in scoring position. One on second is Drake Logan. Sanchez will stand in with a 2-0 count. Against the Down East Wood Ducks, Sanchez had a two-hit day with a home run and an RBI. He had a two-hit day twice, then he had a three-hit day back on Sunday, 3-for-4 with 4 RBI. 2-0 on the way. This one's lifted high and foul by Sanchez. 2-1 now on G-Spot. Sanchez, a 4 RBI day. He's definitely put together some high RBI days. In the month of June, that's his third game of over 3 RBI. Arias will look at second, 2-1. Sanchez will poke this one foul down the right field line. 2-2 now is your even count. Mario Camaletti, the DH, awaiting on deck. Ballers trailing 2-1, but the tying run is at second base. It's Drake Logan. Sanchez will call time. Arias working through his second inning of action. Originally signed out of the Dominican Republic as a shortstop by the Toronto Blue Jays. 2-2 on the way. Sanchez will pop this one a mile high in the infield. It's drifting towards foul ground. Quintero, the catcher, after it to give it a run for it in the wind. But Sanchez is retired on a P2 in foul ground. It'll be squeezed by Quintero. And there's the third out of the frame. So two innings are complete. To the top of the third we go. Pelicans still lead 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. no pills, and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Shane Murphy back on the bump for another inning of action. Christian Hernandez will stand in the DH. First pitch he sees from the lefty. Murphy is hacked at a miss. 0-1 is your count. Christian Hernandez, Jefferson Rojas, and Andy Gariola do up the left fielder. Top of the third inning, Myrtle Beach Pelicans on top 2-1 over York Annapolis Cannonballers as Murphy's 0-1 is up and away. Move to now 1-1 on Christian Hernandez. Hernandez, another one of the top prospects in the Cubs organization. Definitely a name to watch. One of the top guys in the system for the Chicago Cubs. 1-1. This one is in there for a called strike from Murphy. 1-2. The lefty offers an 87-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Hernandez ranked in the top 10 at number 9 overall. 1-2 on the way. This one is inside from Murphy. Would move to even at 2-2. Hernandez, a righty bat known for his pop and some good glove action as well at shortstop. But he's playing DH tonight for Buddy Bailey and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Here's Murphy's pitch. Lifted high and foul. 2-2 remains your count. Pelicans have two runs on three hits. Ballers, one run on no hits. In a weird game thus far, 2-1. 2 just chopped foul. 2-2 remains your count on Christian Hernandez. International free agent signing in 2021, 19 years of age, out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. 6'2", 175-pound righty is Christian Hernandez. Murphy the lefty at 6'5", getting the start tonight. Here's the 2-2. This one's up and away, trying to sneak a fastball by him. Didn't work. Count will run full. Murphy a lefty has had a good start this year, getting a lot of attention from beat riders and the prospects for the Chicago White Sox for his standout year thus far. 3-2. There's another walk. It's a free pass issued, and he'll take a free pass, Will Christian Hernandez. So to first base he goes. It's a leadoff walk. One on, and now Jefferson Rojas, a shortstop, will stand in. So it's now base runners in every frame thus far for Myrtle Beach in this Wednesday night action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch from Murphy to Rojas is fouled off the glove of Colby Smelly. 0-1 is your count. Murphy, the 14th round pick. Could be considered, I guess you could say, the breakout starter on the year for Kannapolis. Has definitely done well. Had an ERA as low as 1.44 on the season. 0-1 is hacked and missed. 0-2, your count on Rojas. 0-1 of the night is Rojas. He had a fly out into right field to Drake Logan. 0-2 count, no outs. Top of the third inning, Murphy will check on the runner at first. It's not in time. Top of the third inning, Myrtle Beach on top, 2-1. We'll get you updated on the scores around the Carolina League as well as the White Sox organization here in this Wednesday night of baseball here. In minor league baseball, a busy night. Recapping and closing out the first half all around. 0-2, this one's grounded to third. Willits with a diving effort. Can he get to his feet and make the play? Throws over. It's not in time. A close play at first. It'll be a base knock for Jefferson Rojas. The second goes Hernandez. So now two on and nobody out. A nice play at third by Willits, but to no avail. So 2-1 and nobody out. Cleanup batter Andy Gariola will stand in. They are going to give him a base hit as Rojas hit that ball in a bit of a tough spot for Willits. Had to make a bit of a backhand grab and scurry to his feet. And, of course, with the current climate and the current weather scenario, it's a tough play all around for Willits. First pitch to Gariola is inside and low and a breaking ball. A 1-0 count on the left fielder for Myrtle Beach, Andy Gariola. Murphy 2-2 on the year, 2.76 ERA at the moment. Seen it climb a little bit with two runs for Myrtle Beach in the game thus far. 1-0 is up and away, 2-0. On Gariola, the left fielder, had a double in the first inning. The only extra base hit thus far for Myrtle Beach on the night. They've put up a double and three singles. It's been too much for Kannapolis. 2-0, here's the pitch from Murphy. Curveball in there for a strike, 2-1. Murphy had about 52 pitches thus far. 33 strikes. He's hitting the strike zone well. But two walks against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans might be, honestly, too much. 2-1 on the way. Curveball is low and inside now, 3-1. Myrtle Beach is last in the league in walks. They don't get a lot of free passes. Translation, they see a lot of strikes, and they hit the ball well when they get strikes. So you're just going to have to throw the ball into better parts of the strike zone. 3-1 is inside and low, ball four. Murphy not a fan of the call at all from home plate umpire Frank Jones. It'll be a walk issued, so now a walk, a single, and a walk, and it's bases chock full of Pelicans for Juan Mora. So two walks and a single, and the Pelicans load the bases for Juan Mora, who had a single in the first inning. Mora one for one with an RBI. Murphy stands in, pitch on the way. This one's lifted high and deep into center field. Jacob Burke's first step was in, but he backtracks and makes the grab for the out. Tagging up from third will be Christian Hernandez. Throw comes in, not in time. Myrtle Beach will add another run. It's a sacrifice fly from Juan Mora. A long and heavy fly out into center field, but it's another RBI for the Pelicans' third baseman as Hernandez will score. It's now 3-1 Pelicans in this top of the third inning. One down, two on, and Rojas and Gariola and Rafael Morel, the center fielder, will stand in. Hard hit ball from Mora out to the center fielder, Burke, who was able to backtrack and make the grab. First pitch to Morel is fouled off straight back. 0-1 is your count. 0-1 count, one down, top of the third inning. Center fielder Rafael Morel stands in and has an opportunity to hand Myrtle Beach yet another insurance run. Ballers still searching for their first hit of the night. Pelicans have put together some offense. 0-1 count, here's the pitch. This one's up and away from Murphy, 1-1 on Morel. His first at-bat, he flew out into right field. Batting 280 on the year with three home runs is Morel. Santiago, Dominican Republic native, 21 years of age. 1-1 from the lefty. This one's fouled off of the catcher's mask of Smelly. It flies off of him. Let's check and see if Colby Smelly's okay. So a 1-2 count. Miss Smelly's going to walk it off. One down top of the third inning. Miguel Pabona waiting on deck. And 1-2 count on Morel. Smelly still recollecting himself, making sure he's okay after a bit of a heavy contact foul ball off the bat of the righty batter Morel. At second is Rojas. At first is Gariola. One down, pitch on the way from Murphy. A curveball low and inside, 2-2 on the Pelican center fielder. Murphy at 59 pitches, looking to lower the pitch count. 2-2 count. A check on the runner, and it gets by the second baseman, Mora, into center for another loose throw. Throw into second is not in time, so it'll be an E1, allowing the runners to advance. Rojas to third, and Gariola to second. So now that's two in scoring position. It'll be an E1 on the throw from Shane Murphy that allows the runners to move up. Just an errant throw from Murphy that got loose in a center field. 2-2 count, a one down. Here's the pitch from the lefty. Curveball up and away, count will run full. Murphy just seems to have lost a little bit of his touch thus far in this start. Had a bit of a rough go of it against Lynchburg last time here at this ballpark. 5 hits and 5 runs in 5 innings. 3-2, pitch on the way. Grounded towards short, Sanchez will play it cleanly and he'll go to first for the out. Advancing to third is Gariola. Wild throw from the first baseman, Elko, and safe at third will be Gariola. Scoring on the play is Rojas, so it is a productive ground out for Rafael Morel. A 6-3 ground out is the second out of the frame. Gariola to third, Rojas will score. So now make it 4-1 at Myrtle Beach here in this top of the third inning. So Miguel Pabon will stand in, the first baseman. And what has been a bit of a rough go of it for Shane Murphy thus far. 4 runs on 4 hits and just 2 2/3 in this first game of the series between Myrtle Beach and Kannapolis. As now there is an arm getting loose down the line for the Ballers. With Murphy not exactly having the best start of his career. Looks like Horacio Andujar getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. In a scenario where the Ballers could need a little bit of an innings eater out of the bullpen, Andujar certainly capable of doing such. Pabon will stand in, first pitch. Curveball is up and inside. A 1-0 count on Pabon. First baseman stands in. He grounded out to the third baseman, Willits, his first time up. Murphy's 1-0. Inside and low, now 2-0. First baseman Pabon with a runner on third. It's Gariola, the left fielder. 2-0 count, 2 down. Andujar warming in the pen. Murphy's pitch on the way. This one's grounded towards the second baseman Mora to his left. Makes the play to first. He goes for the out. And finally, the Ballers are out of the frame. It's a 4-3 ground out for Miguel Pabon. 3 outs are now had. 2 runs score. Hernandez and Rojas cross the plate. And the Pelicans now put up another 2-run inning. They lead 4-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers on this Wednesday evening in Cannon City, North Carolina. The bottom of the third we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail. They'll look for some offense against Arias on the bump for Myrtle Beach. We'll be right back after a quick break in the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends...
Mario Camilleri stands in. Bottom of the third. First pitch from Arias is up and away. A 1-0 count. Bottom of the third inning. Ballers trailing 4-1 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The bottom of the third. Ballers have the top of the order due up. Arias' first pitch was a ball. His second pitch is a ball as well. It's low and outside. A 2-0 count on Mario Camilleri. Ballers trail 4-1. Myrtle Beach has put up four hits. The Ballers still searching for their first of the night. They do have one error on the board as well. Arias' 2-0 is outside. A 3-0 count now on Camilleri. Ballers searching for some offense against a tough arm in Arias, who has put together a nice little outing. And his start tonight, 3-0 on the way to Camilleri. A fastball in there for a called strike, 3-1 on the DH, Mario Camilleri. Arias working quickly, 3-1. This one's grounded towards a shortstop, cleanly played, and is over to first for the out. Rojas with a nice play to his left. On to first he goes for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Mario Camilleri. First down is had for Arias in this third inning. Jacob Burke will stand in with nobody on base and one down. Shane Murphy through three innings has allowed four runs on four hits. His shortest outing in the year was back on the 17th here at Atrium Health Ballpark against Carolina. Pitches up and away. A 1-0 count on Jacob Burke. Murphy, if he's removed from this game, it would be tied for his lowest number of innings pitched in a single game this year. Burke lifts this one high and foul, and will end up in the seating bowl with a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count will move to 1-1 on Jacob Burke, center fielder. Elko waiting on deck. Ballers still searching for their first hit. They trail 4-1. Here's the 1-1 from Arias. This one's grounded towards short. Rojas to his left again. Makes the routine play to first he goes for the out. Bit of a stretch over there from Pabon, but he makes the play for the out. Another 6-3 ground out. Two outs, quick clean out. Tim Elko due up. Nobody on base and two down. Elko stands in a slightly open stance. One of the hotter bats in the Carolina League thus far. He grounds this first pitch up the middle. Backhanded by Ramirez up the middle. To first he goes for the out. And just like that, it's a 1-2-3 inning on the mound for Michael Arias. He puts together a 1-2-3 frame with a trio of groundouts. And just like that, it's inning over. The fourth we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers still trail. They trail 4-1 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll be right back after a short break of the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. To the fourth inning we go at Atrium Health Ballpark. Shane Murphy returns to the mound for another inning of action, it seems. First pitch on the way to Ramirez is in there for a call. Strike 0-1 is your count. It'll be Shane Murphy on the mound against Ramirez. Quintero and Mena due up for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's 8-9-1 in the frame. 0-1 count. Here's Murphy's 0-1. This one's left high and foul. 0-2 quickly on the second baseman for Myrtle Beach. Malcolm Quintero, the catcher, A nine-hole batter, top of the order, and Mena is in the hole. Murphy through three innings has three strikeouts. He's at 66 pitches on the 9-0-2. Up and away for first ball of the at-bat, 1-2 on Pedro Ramirez. Wind blowing out to left field with some oomph as the weather moving up from the south here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 on the way for Murphy. This one's grounded towards short. Sanchez scoops it. To first he goes for the first out. A 6-3 ground out. Ramirez is retired. First out is had, and nobody on for Malcolm Quintero. Wind is blowing out to left field. It certainly favors the righty bats as the cloud coverage continues to enter here at Atrium Health Ballpark. And it's been a very dreary, overcast, and wet week so far in North Carolina. That weather coming in has been brutal. First pitch to Quintero from Murphy is in there for a called strike in the upper part of the zone, 0-1. Murphy with an 0-1 count. He's sitting at about 69 pitches on the night. 0-1 count and one down. Here's Murphy's offering. Swing and a miss, and is in and out of the glove of Smelly, 0-2. Two count, a one down, top of the fourth inning, 4-1, Myrtle Beach on top. We'll get an out-of-town scoreboard look in the bottom of the fourth as the 0-2, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. It's another strikeout for Shane Murphy, his fourth on the night. Two outs, top of the order now, due up, and Ismael Mena. So Mena will stand in as Shane Murphy will actually see his night come to a close as he eclipses his 70-pitch mark. Pat Leland will come in and have a chat. Looks like Horacio Andujar is going to come in and relieve Murphy, whose pitch count has come to a close for tonight's action. Murphy departs after 3 2/3. We'll be right back after a short break of the Ballers. Baseball Network, new arm on the way for Kannapolis here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, Horacio Andujar takes over on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballer, 6'2", 160-pound, 24-year-old from Botany, Dominican Republic, acquired in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2023. And he pitched at the single-A level in Rancho Cucamonga with the Quakes out of the Dodgers organization. Andujar takes over on the mound as the second batter used tonight as first pitch to Mena is lifted high and foul, 0-1 count on the Pelicans right fielder. So Murphy goes 3 2/3 on the night. Andujar takes over out of the bullpen. This pitch is lifted and hacked at a miss for strike two. 0-2 is your count on Mena, the right fielder. Christian Hernandez awaiting on deck as the Ballers trail 4-1 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the first half champs in the South Division. 0-2 count, Andujar's pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Horacio Andujar gets back into business with a swing and a miss strikeout of Ismael Mina. Three outs are now headed to 1-2-3 inning on the bump for the Ballers between Murphy and Horacio Andujar. That'll send us into the bottom of the fourth. Kannapolis still hitless. They're looking to get back into the swing of things, no pun intended, with another hit and some more runs on the board. 4-1 your score. Bottom of the fourth headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Bryce Willits will stand in and lead off the bottom of the fourth inning in Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be Willits, Smelly, and Laureano as the Ballers looking for some offense. 4-1 your score. Arias' first pitch of the fourth is outside and low. A 1-0 count on Bryce Willits. Willits on the night, 0-1, a ground down to the third baseman in Mora. His first time up, Arias is 1-0 on the way. Swing and a miss, 1-1 on the third baseman, Willits. Of course, a busy day in the Carolina League. And a lot of it has been thwarted by rain. A 1-1 is in there on the outside corner for a strike. Move to now 1-2. We're one of only three games going on right now in the Carolina League, as three of them have been canceled due to the rain and inclement weather. 1-2 is outside and low from Arias. Now count will move to 2-2. Smelly awaiting on deck. Arias at the plate on the mound, I should say, against Willits. 2-2. This one's hacked and a missed. Willits will go down on strikes. It'll be another punch out for Arias. His second of the day. Willits goes down. He's now 0-2. Oh, no on and one down for Colby Smelly. So Colby Smelly will get an opportunity to stand in against Michael Arias. 3 1/3, two strikeouts. Smelly is 0-1 with a strikeout. Arias' first pitch on the way is inside, a 1-0 count. One down in this bottom of the fourth. Overcast and drizzly here at Atrium Health Ballpark. On and off rain all day. 1-0 is in there for a strike, 1-1. I think according to our head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel, we had about 6 inches of rain in the last 48 hours on this field. It was certainly Lake Atrium here yesterday, as a 1-1 is hacked and a missed. 1-2 is your count. I call it Lake Atrium because, folks, I should have taken a picture of it. Yesterday, the entire outfield looked like a lake. It just was absolutely no grass visible out there. 1-2, Smelly swings and misses for his second punch out of the night. Two down, nobody on. Joanna Bill Laureano due up. Arias now has three punch outs on the evening. Weather has held off tonight so far. It was raining until about 3 o'clock, then it kind of stopped. And off and on, it's been drizzling for the entirety of the evening. Temperatures have been down. It's into the lower 60s. It's jacket weather again in the middle of June. First pitch is in there for a called strikeout, and one is your count. I forgot the jacket. I think it got stolen. 0-1 count, two down, bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Arias. This one is a bit low now, even at 1-1. Over here in a polo and slacks, and I'm not uncomfy, but the wind is definitely a little chilly. Have the window open to give you the crowd mic action. 1-1 is swung and fouled off by Laureano. 1-2. I think my jacket probably got stolen. And I have an idea of who stole it. I'm going to have to talk to her. 1-2 count, two down, bottom of the fourth inning. Myrtle Beach on top, 4-1. And this is one of only three games going on in the Carolina League at the moment. 1-2 is inside, even at 2-2 on Joannaville Laureano. Top of the fourth inning in Carolina with the Mudcats. They're playing the Lynchburg Hillcats in the battle of the felines, as we call it. 2-2 count, two down. Here's Arias' pitch. Laureano fouls it off. Another one coming at 2-2. Technically, it's not the felines. The Lynchburg Hillcats are playing the Carolina Mudcats. A mudcat is a catfish, but they both have cats in the name, so we call it the Battle of the Felines. 3-0 Lynchburg on top in Carolina. 2-2 on the way to Laureano. He swings and misses. That's the strikeout. He strikes out the side, does Michael Arias for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The ballers are still hitless through four innings of work. Top of the fifth will go. Bottom of the fifth, they're scoreless in Charleston. Here in Kannapolis, 4-1, Myrtle Beach on top. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Lot.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Horacio Andujar returns to the bump for inning number 5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans doing business for the first time this week. We're supposed to play last night, and Mother Nature had other options, as Christian Hernandez's first pitch from Andujar is in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Hernandez the DH, Rojas the shortstop, Gariola the left fielder. Due up as Andujar's 0-1 is low and outside, 1-1 on Christian Hernandez. Hernandez, a top prospect in the Cubs organization, standing in for his third at-bat of the night. He'll poke the 1-1 in the center field. Jacob Burke will come in and stands under to make the grab for the out. Just like that, a flyout into center for Christian Hernandez. He's now 0-2 on the evening. One down, Jefferson Rojas, two up. Horacio Andujar, he had been on a bit of a hot streak for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the bullpen. And then everything kind of unfolded out in down east. He had two rough outings, but he's looking to get back into his groove on the bull, on the bump. 0-1 now your count as Rojas gets a fastball from Andujar. 0-1 count to one down. Here's the righty's pitch. Low one outside, even at 1-1 on Jefferson Rojas, shortstop. Andujar in two outings against down east. His first one wasn't awful. Two innings, two hits, two runs, and a strikeout. 1-1 on the way to Rojas. This one is lifted into left field. That is going to be a tough play. Laureano will watch it fall in front of him and be a base knock. A one-out hit for Jefferson Rojas. He's now got a multi-hit game. So Myrtle Beach has now had base runners in every frame but one. That fourth inning was a base hit-less frame for Myrtle Beach. So now one on and one out, and Andy Gariola is going to stand in. So one on and one out. Andujar will stare in his last time out, not too pretty. Inning in two-thirds, five hits, six runs all earned. As his first pinch to Gariola is inside and low, a 1-0 count. 6 runs in an inning and 2/3 with a walk and a strikeout. Not Andujar's best outing against a tough opponent in the Down East Wood Ducks back on Saturday. 1-0 count, one down. Andujar sets, runner going on the pitch. This one's lifted in the air, shallow right field. Drake Logan's going to have to come in and make the play. Mora drifting as well. He drops the ball and fall to the floor. To second goes the throw for the out. It's not an error. It's going to be a fielder's choice, a 4-3. It's a fielder's choice on the play. So it's not an error. Despite the muffed catch from Mora, it is not a muff play. It's a fielder's choice, allowing Gary Ola to reach. Out at second base is Rojas on a 4-6 putout. This one's grounded towards short. Sanchez will make the clean play, and across the first he goes on the first pitch for Mora. Just like that, the inning is done. A 6-3 ground out for Mora completes the frame. So three quick outs, three very, very fast outings here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers opponent in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The bottom of the fifth we go. 4-1 remains your score. Myrtle Beach has 5 hits now on the night. Arias will return after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Michael Arias back on the mound. His first pitch to Javier Mora in this bottom of the fifth inning is in there for a call. Strikeout with one is your count as the Ballers trail 4-1 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans bottom of the fifth inning. Arias' second pitch to Mora on the 0-1 is outside and low, a 1-1 count on Mora. Bottom third of the order, it's Mora, Drake Logan, and Wilbur Sanchez due up in this bottom of the fifth. Mora up and in as that pitch almost hit him in the arm. Nonetheless, it skirts by a 2-1 count on Javier Mora. There is an arm getting loose down the line for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Looks like it is either Scarlin LeBron or Grant Kipp, as this one is up and away now, 3-1 on Javier Mora. It appears to be Scarlin LeBron getting loose down the line for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3-1 in there for a call. Strike now, full count on Javier Mora, second baseman. First time up, he lined out to the first baseman, Pabon. Arias has been sharp tonight. He's looked very good on the bump for the Pelicans. 4 strikeouts in 4 innings as a 3-2 swing and a miss. Mora strikes out as now Michael Arias has sat down his last 4 batters faced via the strikeout. 1 out in the frame and Drake Logan will stand in. I would envision a visit from Buddy Bailey is soon approaching for Michael Arias. As he's through 4 1/3, he's got 5 strikeouts. Logan will stand in. First pitch on the way. A fastball upstairs. A 1-0 count on Drake Logan, the right fielder. Wilbur Sanchez, a shortstop, awaiting on deck. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swing and a miss. Now 1-1. 96 miles an hour from the righty Arias, who's just shy now of 70 pitches. He's at 69. There is an arm getting loose. Scarlin LeBron getting loose. 1-1 is low to Drake Logan. 2-1. Drake Logan reached on a walk in his first at bat. He got up to second on a wild pitch. 2-1 in the way. This one's foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Quintero. Count will move to 2-2. There is an arm getting loose down the line for the Ballers. Looks to be Ethan Hammerberg. As the Ballers looking for some offense in a desperate way. They're hitless. They trail 4-1, though, to Myrtle Beach. 2-2 count, one down. Here is Arias' pitch. This one's a bit low. Logan will take, count will run full. As again, Arias is two outs away from picking up a eligibility for a win. 3-2, here's the pitch to Logan. Lower part of the zone, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. That's now five in a row. He sat down with a punch out as Michael Arias has picked up five in a row. That's six strikeouts on the evening. So five of his six strikeouts have all come in the last two frames. As now Arias is complete. Buddy Bailey is going to come out and have a chat. It looks like Arias' night is complete. Wilbur Sanchez will face the new arm for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans when we return here as the Ballers will face off against the new arm. We'll be right back after a short break of the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. It's 4-1 Myrtle Beach here in Kannapolis. Wilbur Sanchez will stand in against the new arm on the mound for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It'll be 6'3", 178-pound righty Scarlin LeBron as Wilbur Sanchez's first pitch is up and away, a 1-0 count. LeBron from Las Matas de Farfan, Dominican Republic, 21 years of age, international free agent signee in 2021 as the 1-0 is up and inside on Sanchez, a 2-0 count on the shortstop of La Chispa. Michael Arias' night is done. He goes 4 2/3 innings. He strikes out six. And a very solid night's work. 2-0. This one's lifted high and foul by Sanchez. Moved now 2-1 on Chispa. Looks like Scarlin LeBron in. Grant Kipp getting loose down the line for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2-1 count. LeBron's pitch on the way. This one's up and inside. 3-1 on Sanchez. LeBron, the righty, a fastball, a slider, and a changeup for the 6'3" righty. His longest outing on the year, 3 1/3. Made his debut for Myrtle Beach on May the 21st. 3-1. Inside for ball four. Sanchez will draw a two-out walk. He'll be a base runner. Top of the order now due up. It's Mario Camaletti. So Camaletti will stand in with an opportunity against Scarlin LeBron, who has honestly not had the hottest of years thus far. He has got a 5.79 ERA. Does Scarlin LeBron had himself a couple of rough outings, 1-0 on the season with Myrtle Beach. This is his sixth game appeared in with the Pelicans. First pitch to Camaletti in there for a strike, and win one on Mario. Talk about a guy who had a hot stretch, Mario Camaletti. Out and down east against the Wood Ducks. They almost doubled his RBI total. He's got 25 in the season. 0-1 is inside, a 1-1 count on Camaletti, the DH. Sterling Heights, Michigan product, an 8th round pick in 2022 by the White Sox. Out of Central Michigan, a former Chippewa. 1-1 pitch on the way from LeBron in there for a strike. 1-2 with two down. Scarlett LeBron in his debut against Augusta, 3 1/3, 3 hits, 2 strikeouts, and 2 runs. 1-2 pitch. This one's fouled over my head. Count a move to 1-2 and stay put. Mario Camaletti almost gave us a souvenir up here in the press box. He's a generous man, Mario Camaletti. Still searching for his first home run. Jacob Burka waiting on deck. Scarlett LeBron. Second arm used by the Pelicans. They'll check on the runner at first, and it gets by the first baseman, Pabone, into foul ground. It's going to be an error on the throw. Sanchez has his wheels. He's going to head to third. Throw comes in from right. Stopping at third is Sanchez. It'll be an E1 on the pitcher and LeBron. Moving to third will be Sanchez on the E1. So now the Ballers with another run just 90 feet away. They're still searching for their first hit. A 1-2 count with two outs. And Sanchez now at third base. Mario Camaletti with a ball in play could potentially give the Ballers a second run. A 1-2 count. LeBron's pitch. This one's put into play into center. That's going to drop and be a base knock for Mario Camaletti. How about 26 RBIs now on the year? Sanchez will score with ease, and Camaletti has the Ballers' first hit of the night and their second run with an RBI single. Kannapolis chops now to a 4-2 advantage for Myrtle Beach. One on and two down for Jacob Burke, the center fielder. So Burke will stand in. He is 0-1 on his night. He was hit by a pitch in the first, scored a run as well. Camaletti at first base with a decent lead. LeBron's first pitch to Burke is upstairs in there for a called strike at 80 miles an hour. 0-1 is your count. Tim Elko, first baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth inning, Ballers trail by two. Here's LeBron's pitch. Burke goes flailing and missing at the 0-1. 0-2 is your count. Elko waiting on deck. Ballers trailing just by a little bit. 0-2 count, two outs. Here is the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul by Jacob Burke. It'll end up being a souvenir out on Cannonballer Way. 0-2 count with two outs for the Ballers. Jacob Burke. At the plate, Mario Camaletti at first against Scarlett LeBron, the arm of the mound for Myrtle Beach. Well, the Kannapolis Cannonballers will make another pitching change on the mound. It'll be the 20th round pick, Ethan Hammerberg, 6'5", 250-pound righty, as Morrell will bunt this one, and he fouls it, and it hits him in the leg. It is a very, very odd play that you very hardly ever see. Rafael Morrell bunts a ball into play, and it hits him as he's running the base path, so it is an out. One down in the frame, and now Pabon will stand in. And honestly, folks, I have no idea how to score that. I'm going to wait and see what the official score says in Jimmy Lewis, but I don't know what that is, as Rafael Morrell is the first out regardless of the frame. One down, Pabon will stand in. Hammerberg's first pitch is a curveball, low and outside, a 1-0 count. It's going to go down technically as a 2-U. So it goes down as a 2-U. Colby Smelly charged with the out. To the 1-0 goes. It's in there for a called strike, 1-1. The bunt from Rafael Morrell hit him in the leg as he was running the base path, so it is a out. 1-1 count, one down. Hammerberg on the mound. He's got a 9 ERA, 0-2 on the year. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball at 93, 1-2. 1-2 count with one down. Hammerberg 0-2 on the year, entering today with a 9.45 ERA. 6 2/3 innings pitch, 7 hits, 7 runs, 11 strikeouts, and 7 walks. 1-2 pitch. It's fouled off straight back, keeping it 1-2. Opponents are batting 259. Ethan Hammerberg on the pump. He had one outing against Down East. It didn't go too well. One inning, 4 runs, 3 of those earned. 2 walks, 2 punchouts, and 2 hits allowed. 1-2 count. Pavel in the sense, pitch on the way. Hamburg tries to work a breaking ball inside. It doesn't work. 2-2 is your count. Hammerberg from Columbus, Ohio, a former Ohio State Buckeye, is Ethan Hammerberg, 20th round pick in 2022 by the White Sox. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball is up and away. Count will run full on Pavone. Pavone at the plate. Ramirez awaiting on deck. Pavone 0-2 with a pair of groundouts. Hammerberg sets, working from the stretch. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. It's the first punch out of the night for Ethan Hammerberg. He sets him down. 2 outs now in the frame with nobody on, and Pedro Ramirez will stand in. Again, the arm warming for Myrtle Beach. On the line is Grant Kipp, the righty. He was supposed to start in yesterday's game. However, ran into a bit of a weather instance last night, did we, here in Kannapolis. First pitch on the way from the righty. Hammerberg is spun in for a strike, and when one is your count. Again, we're one of only 3 games going on right now in the Carolina League. Down East and Salem canceled tonight. Augusta and Delmarva canceled tonight. And Fredericksburg and Columbia unable to get going, as this one is inside and low, a 1-1 count on Pedro Ramirez. All canceled due to rain. And the White Sox organization, a bit of the same story. A 1-1 count. Here is the pitch to Ramirez from Hammerberg. It's fouled back. 1-2 is your count. The Triple-A Charlotte Knights unable to get their game going today against the Louisville Bats just down the road. Double-A Birmingham Barons fall tonight to the Mississippi Braves, 7-2. And then Greensboro lights up the Winston-Salem Dash. It is 11-2. The Dash fall. Pitches up and in. 2-2 is your count. Our good buddy, former baller Andrew Dahlquist, gets the loss. He's now 1-6 on the year with the Dash with an 8.49 ERA. 2-2, here's the pitch. This one is lifted high and deep into right field. Back tracking is Drake Logan. Under it, nicks the grab for the out. There's a fly out and a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Ethan Hammerberg. A fly out after a strikeout and a bunt. So a 3-up, 3-down frame sent into the bottom of the 6th. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. And the Ballers trailing by 2, 4-2 your score here in Kannapolis. Tim Elko will lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannon Ballers. Bryce Willits and Colby Smelly to follow as the Ballers trail by two here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Two runs on one hit for the Ballers tonight. It's not been their best offensive night, but nonetheless, they'll turn it over against a new arm on the mound. It's Grant Kipp. It's a 1-1 count on Elko, as that one is just a bit outside. A 1-1 count on Elko. Here's the pitch from the Ronnie Kipp. It's low and outside. 2-1 on Tim Elko. Kipp enters the game. He was supposed to start yesterday, but he comes out of the bullpen today. 6'6", 220-pound Ronnie, 23 years of age, born in Dallas, Texas. He's a former Yale Bulldog. It is the righty Grant Kipp. 2-1. Swinging a foul tip straight back by Elko. 2-2 is your count. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Elko, Willits, and Smelly do up. Grant Kipp, the former Yale Bulldog up in New Haven, Connecticut. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. Elko fouls this one off. Count will move to 2-2. Kipp 1-4, the 3.04 ERA on the year. 11 starts. This is his 12th game appeared in. He has made 11 starts on the year, has Myrtle Beach. 2-2 count. This one is grounded towards first base. Making the play is Pavone. The first he goes for the out. A 3-U put out for the first out. Elko is now 0-2. And Ms. Casey Betty makes her first appearance of the night, doing her bat dog duty. Good work by Ms. Casey Betty on a bit of a dreary night. Nonetheless, stepping in will be Bryce Willits with one out and a nobody on base. So Ms. Casey makes her face shown tonight, doing her bat dog duty. She's doing very well. Her training has been solid so far. She still likes to chase the balls, though. First pitch is lifted into left. That's going to drop in front of the left fielder, Gary Olin, via base knock. Bryce Willits has the second hit of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He has got a one-out single, one on and one down for Colby Smelly, the catcher. As Ms. Casey Betty back out doing her bat dog duty, and they're telling her, go get the bat. And she's not going to get the bat. She is very focused on getting the baseball. And there she goes. She got the bat. Oh, and she hits a bad boy. Oh, my goodness. Drama in Kannapolis. Finally, Miss Casey grabs the bat. Colby Smelly will stand in. Runner on first and one down in the frame against Grant Kipp, the former Yale Bulldog. Yale up in New Haven, Connecticut, a Ivy League school. Very heavy medical presence up in Yale. A hospital up there. Pitch is lifted high and foul. An 0-1 count on Colby Smelly. On a bit of a personal level, Yale will always hold a special place in my heart. Yale Hospital, actually where my grandfather was. He was getting a lot of treatment up in Yale. He had two heart transplants and was under the care of Yale doctors. So Yale will always hold a special place in my heart personally. 0-1 is lifted. Swung and a miss. Strike two. Grant Kipp, the former Yale Bulldog, signed as a free agent by the Chicago Cubs in 2022, 23 years of age. That's a big transition, going from Dallas, Texas, where he was born and raised, to Yale, which is in Connecticut, and it gets kind of cold and dreary up there. 0-2, swung and missed. Colby Smelly swings and misses for the third time tonight. He is the second out of the frame. He's 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts. Joanna Bill Laureano will stand in. It'll be now 0-2 on the night is Laureano, but one on and two down. It's a big transition to go from Texas, where it's always dry and hot, to New England, where it is dreary and cold. Pitch is fouled off by Laureano, an 0-1 count. You go from the land of Dallas, Texas, where they got Torchy's Tacos and In-N-Out and Andy's Frozen Custard, all kinds of Texas staples. Then you go up to New England, and it's Dunkin' Donuts, and a lot of Dunkin' Donuts for sure. 0-1 count, two down. Over in Eastern Connecticut, you got Mystic, which has got some of the best pizza in the world, that's for sure. 0-1 is outside, a 1-1 count on Laureano. We've got family in Eastern Connecticut, so I've been up there a few times. Beautiful little part of the country. I got some baseball up there, too. There's one minor league baseball team in Connecticut, the Hartford Yard Goats. Double A team for the Colorado Rockies. 1-1 is on the inside corner. Now 1-2 on Laureano. Actually took a tour of Dunkin' Donuts Park up in Hartford last March and got to check it out. It was a pretty cool ballpark. They have a giant goat statue on top of their scoreboard. It's just a giant goat. Pretty cool stuff. 1-2 on the way from Kipp. This one is on the inside corner. Laureano is sat down via the strikeout. So a one-out single from Bryce Willits does no good as the Ballers have two hits on the night, but they have been able to get anything else. To the seventh we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark, the back third of baseball. Myrtle Beach still on top 4-2. We'll be right back after a quick break of the Ballers. Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, the Ballers will make another pitching change here in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch to the nine-hole batter, Malcolm Quintero, is a bit low, a 1-0 count. On Quintero, the catcher, Mena and Hernandez to follow. The new arm is Connor Pellerin on the mound, the former product of the New York Yankees farm system, as the 1-0 is outside. 2-0 is your count on Quintero. Connor Pellerin, the fourth arm used tonight by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'4", 210-pound righty. 2-0 is hacked and a miss, moved to now 2-1 on Quintero. Pellerin, 23 years of age, and a former farmhand to the New York Yankees. Signed by the White Sox as a free agent here in 2023. 2-1 is outside and low, moved now 3-1. Connor Pellerin released by the Yankees on April 1st of this year. Signed by the White Sox on April the 20th. 3-1 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one is lifted in the air center field. Jacob Burks will come in after it. He'll make the effort on the run. He makes the grab for the first out of the seventh inning. A nice play by Jacob Burke, covering a whole lot of ground out there in center. It's a fly out for Malcolm Quintero. He's now 0 for 3. One down now, and Ismael Mena, the right fielder, stands in. So Connor Pellerin takes over as the fourth arm. The former Tulane righty takes over. Tulane, part of the American Athletic Conference, last I checked. First pitch on the way is in there for a strike. Moved to now 0-1 on Ismael Mena. Tulane, part of the American. 0-1 is fouled off. 0-2 is your count. The Green Wave. They have some of the best baseball jerseys in America. That baby blue and green. It just looks really good. Down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Pellerin, a native of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 0-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. It's a strikeout for Connor Pellerin. Two outs now in this top of the seventh inning. Two down. Christian Hernandez will stand in. This is Pellerin's third appearance in a Ballers uniform. His first at Atrium Health Ballpark. He pitched twice out and down east. Christian Hernandez will stand in. Two outs, pitch on the way. This one's low and outside. A 1-0 count on Hernandez. He appeared in four games with the single-A Tampa Tarpons in the Yankees minor league organization. He didn't play anywhere in 2022 due to injury. 1-0 line towards short. Sanchez makes a stabbing effort in the air, makes the grab, an L6 for Christian Hernandez, and it's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Connor Pellerin. He gets through three batters with ease. That'll send us into the bottom of the seventh inning. But first, we're going to take a stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trailing 4-2. They're looking for some offense against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll be right back after a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Javier Mora stands in, Drake Logan and Wilbur Sanchez to follow against the righty Grant Kipp. First pitch is fouled off by Mora. 0-1 is your count. Bottom of the seventh inning, Myrtle Beach on top 4-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Again, Mora, Logan, and Sanchez do up. 4-2 Pelicans over your Ballers in this first game of the series. 0-1 count, Grant Kipp's pitch is a curveball in there for a strike. Moved now 0-2 on Javier Mora. Kipp got through his first inning unscathed, two strikeouts. He did allow a single for Willits. Other than that, a very clean inning of work. 0-2 on the way. Mora bloops this one into center field, and after it is Morel. He'll camp under it and make the grab for the on. A soft fly out into center for Javier Mora. An FA in the book, one down. And now due up is Drake Logan. So Drake Logan will stand in with an opportunity. One down in this bottom of the seventh inning. Kannapolis only two hits on the board against this Myrtle Beach pitching staff that has had their way tonight. Kipp's first pitch to Logan is spun in for a strike, and when one is your count. Logan in right field. He's played the most games in right field of any baller thus far in the season. You know, one count, pitch on the way from Kipp. Chops up the middle and won't be playable for Rojas. It's in the center for a base hit. Drake Logan has his first hit of the night. He is now 1-for-2 with a single here with one down in the seventh inning. So it'll be a nine-hole batter Sanchez with a runner on and one down. So Wilbur Sanchez will get an opportunity. Tying run will step to the plate. Every time you have a runner on, it'll be tying run to the dish for Kannapolis, who just have now three hits on their night against Myrtle Beach. Kipp's first pitch to Sanchez is upstairs, a 1-0 count. Grant Kipp, as mentioned, a former Yale Bulldog, taking over a starter. Normally, this is the first time he's worked out of the bullpen this year. His last outing against Fredericksburg, five innings, five runs. As a 1-0 swing and a miss of the plate, throwing a first on the pickoff attempt down in time. Drake Logan dives back in safely. 1-1 is your count. Kipp, his last outing against Fredericksburg, got the loss. Five innings, five hits, five runs, two of those earned. He allowed two home runs. He walked one and he struck six out. Did Grant Kipp. 1-1 count, a one down. Here is the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. Moved now 1-2 on Sanchez. Big 6-6 righty. Definitely a change from Michael Arias, the first arm the Ballers saw tonight. Logan with a good lead at first. Sanchez stands in a 1-2 count. Here's the offering from Kip. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball low and outside. Sanchez down on strikes. Kip has his third punch out. Top of the order, Mario Camilleni will be due up. So Sanchez goes down with a strikeout for the first time tonight. He's the second out of the frame. Mario Camilleni with an opportunity against Grant Kip. Pitch on the way from Kip. It's up and away. A 1-0 count on Mario Camilleni. Carolina League leader in walks and on-base percentage is Mario Camilleni. He's had himself a nice little year thus far. 48 walks, and he's a .435 on base. 1-0 count. Here's Kip's pitch. This one is lined in the left field. That's going to get towards the corner, and Lynn Fair into the corner. That's going to go, and that might be trouble. Rounding third and home is Drake Logan. Camilleni is going to scurry to second safely, and the Ballers have sliced it now to 4-3 with an RBI double from Mario Camilleni. He's got his second RBI of the night, and the Ballers make it now a one-run game in this bottom of the seventh inning. One on and a two down for Jacob Burke. Camilleni has been a man on a mission as of late. He has been driving in runs with emphasis. So he is at second base. Ballers now trail just 4-3. Jacob Burke will stand in. That's another mountain visit for Myrtle Beach. So Jacob Burke will have an opportunity. He's 0-2 on the night. Grant Kip on the bump. As Mario Camilleni at second, putting together a nice night thus far. Here's the pitch. Burke will lift this one high and foul, 0-1 on Jacob Burke. Burke 0-2. He has reached base tonight. He's now reached in 31 consecutive games. 0-1 count, two down. Kip will come set and speaks second, 0-1. This one's fouled off. 0-2 on Jacob Burke. Camilleni with the double, his 10th double on the year. He's now got two RBI, and he's put himself at 27 RBI on the season. He's almost doubled his number in his last eight games. 0-2, and before that, Kip will step off on the rubber. Elko waiting on deck. Camilleni at second base. Not a huge stolen base threat is Mario. Pitch on the way from the tall righty. Kip is outside. 0-2 now moves to 1-2. Burke, the center fielder, a former Miami Hurricane. 11th round pick in 2022 by the White Sox. Has been one of the focal points of the offense. 1-2. Here's the pitch from Kip. Curveball. This one's nubbed towards first, played by Pavone, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the third out. A 3-U put out. That's the third out of the frame. But the Ballers get another run back. They trail just 4-3 now to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Two innings remain here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll send things back to the Ballers' half of the eighth inning. After the top half of the eighth, we'll be right back to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. 4-3 Myrtle Beach on top. Jefferson Rojas, Andy Gariola, and Juan Mora do up here in this top of the eighth inning. The Ballers trailing just 4-3 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in what has become a close game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Rojas will stand in, Gariola and Mora to follow as the Ballers getting back onto the bump is Connor Pellerin with a strikeout in his first inning of work. First pitch is fouled off straight back. It'll be a 0-1 count. Rojas, a shortstop, a multi-hit game. He has two singles on the night. Gariola on deck is 1-for-2. And Mora is 1-for-3. Connor Pellerin in one inning of work. Picked up a strikeout of Mena in the seventh inning. Ballers get another run back thanks to a Mario Camilleni RBI double. Pellerin's 0-1. Curveball is upstairs, even at 1-1 on Jefferson Rojas, a shortstop. Pellerin in his second inning of work, looking good so far on the mound. Here's the 1-1. This one goes behind Rojas and slipped out of the hand of Connor Pellerin. 2-1 is your count. Gariola, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. The Ballers looking for some stable pitching from Pellerin. 2-1, they get that. A strike called on a check swing from Rojas. 2-2 count, nobody out. Pitch on the way from Connor Pellerin is now initiated. It's up and away. Now count will run full. Pellerin working from the stretch. Holds the glove out, 3-2. Up and inside for ball four. Rojas will reach base for the third time tonight. He's drawn a walk. The leadoff free pass issue to Jefferson Rojas. So one on. As now it looks like they're calling a strikeout of some fashion. It looks like Frank Jones, the home plate umpire, signaled for a strikeout. Not sure what the call was here. As Rojas was removing his equipment saying, hey, I got first base. It wasn't a check swing of any kind as Pellerin on the mound is awaiting the decision too. Bit of an odd sequence here. So Rojas, and what he thought here he had, is now Pat Leland's going to be asked to come out and have a chat. And Rojas is going to take first base on what appears to be a walk. So Leland will come out and chat with the two umpires. Tyler Hovick in the field tonight. Frank Jones is your home plate umpire. So the first goes Rojas on the free pass. It looks like they signal a foul tip. Strikeout for Rojas, but that is reversed and it's now a walk. So Gariola will stand in with a runner on and nobody out. So instead of the strikeout for Pellerin, he now has to deal with a runner on. First pitch to Gariola is inside, now a 1-0 count. So Pellerin issues his first walk. He has his first base runner to deal with on the night. One on and nobody out. Here is the pitch, runner going. This one is outside of the plate, throwing a second. Did they get him? No tag applied. Mora tried to make the tag effort on Rojas, but he's in there safely on a stolen base. So now a walk and a stolen base, and Myrtle Beach has a runner on second base. 2-0 count on Gariola. Myrtle Beach definitely swiping bags when needed. 2-0 count with nobody out. Here is the pitch. This one is grounded towards third. Willits will make the clean play into first. He goes. Throw is a little wide, but it's stretching his Elko. Nice play made. It'll be a swing. A ground out for Gariola. A 5-3 ground out. A one down in the frame. And a third will go Rojas. So one out, runner on third. And Juan Mora do up. So Mora will stand in with a runner on third base. Pitch on the way from Pellerin is up and away. A 1-0 count on Mora. Pellerin with one strikeout on his nine of Mena back in the seventh inning. Mora on his evening. A single, a fly out, a sacrifice fly, and then a ground down. 1-0 is fouled off. 1-1 on the Pelicans center fielder. the third baseman. They have Mora and then Morel, who is on deck. Rafael Morel awaiting on deck. Juan Mora at the plate. 1-1 pitch on the way. Curveball in there for a strike. 1-2. Pellerin now with a 1-2 count and a one down. Ballers trail just 4-3. They're looking to hold on to the one-run escape. 1-2. Someone's grounded up the middle in to center for a base hit. An RBI single for Juan Mora. Scoring from third will be Jefferson Rojas and make it 5-3 Pelicans now. In this eighth inning, it's an RBI base knock for Juan Mora. One out and a runner on. It's Rafael Morel. So Myrtle Beach pads with an insurance run after Kannapolis gets to within one run. So Rafael Morel will stand in the center fielder. Pellerin will check on the runner at first, not in time. Count will not have anything on it for Morel. Over three, a fly out, a ground out, and a ground out. Technically a bunt contact out. As the bunt from Morel made contact. Pitch is in there for a strike on the first pitch from Pellerin, 0-1. A one count with one down. Pellerin comes set. Here's the pitch. In there in the lower part of the zone for a called strike. 0-2. One down, top of the eighth inning. Pelicans lead 5-3. A 0-2 count with one down. Top of the eighth, dancing at first, and now going on the pitch. This one's outside of the plate, throwing a second, and getting the stolen base is Mora. He was dancing at the first base back, got a huge lead, and then now picked up a stolen base. It's his first stolen base on the night. One-two count with one down. At second now is Mora with a stolen bag. Morel at the plate, runner going in the 1-2. This one is off the plate of the plate, and it's a 2-2 count. Runner faked going. He went and then stopped. Nonetheless, 2-2 count with one down. Pellerin sets. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs. Count will run full. Rafael Morel, the center fielder. On deck is Miguel Pavon. 0-3. On the night is Pavon. 0-3 on the night is Morel. Pellerin sets. Here's the 3-2. This one's fouled off. Count remains full on Morel. Ballers trail by two. They're being out hit 6-4 tonight to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3-2 on the way. This one's fouled off down the third baseline. 3-2 count. One out, top of the eighth inning. 5-3 Pelicans on top. The Ballers looking to get back in their winning ways here at home. They are winners of two in a row here at Atrium Health Ballpark as this one is off the plate to Morel for ball four. It'll be the second walk of the frame for Connor Pellerin. That's two walks in the frame with the single. Make it now a runner on second and first, and Miguel Pavon will stand in, but not before Blake Hickman's going to come have a chat. And now a new arm is going to get up and get loose for Kannapolis. So Rafael Morel takes first base. Pavon's going to stand in. So Pavon will stand in, 0-3 in the night with a pair of groundouts and a strikeout. Pellerin stands with a 2-1 for Myrtle Beach. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 is your count. So Morel at second base, stole his eighth bag of the year. Pavon with a free pass. Pellerin trying to get out of the frame unscathed. The ground ball would do a lot of good here. As now the Ballers have an arm warming. It's Paulie Milto in case Connor Pellerin can't get out of the frame. Oh, one count, one down. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. Move to now 1-1 on Miguel Pavon. Waiting on deck is the second baseman, Pedro Ramirez. 1-1 count, a one down, top of the eighth inning, 5-3. Here's the pitch, runners going. Pitch to the plate is outside, throwing to third. Did they get the tag on him? Yes, they did. A nice play by Bryce Willits at third. Tag applied. And Buddy Bailey, the manager for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, says, ain't no way. Tag was made, though, by Bryce Willits. It's the second out of the frame. It's a 2-5 caught stealing of Juan Mora for the second out. So two outs. Runner at second still in Morrell. He does get credit for the stolen base. Nonetheless, two outs now in the frame. A 2-1 count on Pavon at the plate. Buddy Bailey, the manager for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, not thrilled with the call. Definitely letting Tyler Hovick hear about it. 2-1. Fouled off again. Now 2-2 on Pavon, the first baseman. And Paulie Milto getting loose down the line for Kannapolis, assuming he will more than likely take over in that ninth inning if Pellerin can get out of this frame. 2-2 count, two outs. Pellerin sets. Here's the pitch. This one is chopped foul. 2-2 remains your count. Top of the eighth inning, 5-3. Pelicans on top. They're out hitting Kannapolis 6-4. Ballers would certainly like to see it stay a 5-3 game. 2-2 count with one down. Here is the pitch. This one is outside. Moved now a 3-2, a full count. Pedro Ramirez awaiting patiently on deck. 3-2, here's the pitch. Fouled off of the catcher's mask of Smelly, and he's going to need to recoup himself after taking the foul ball off the bat of Pavon. Three-two count with two outs. Pellerin one strike away from getting out of the frame. Bottom of the eighth definitely coming for Kannapolis in a big inning on the way. Ballers definitely could use some offense. 3-2, here's the pitch from Pellerin. Just a bit inside for ball four, a close call, but it is the third walk of the frame for Connor Pellerin. Pavon will take first base safely. That's now two on for Myrtle Beach and two outs. And Pedro Ramirez, second baseman, will stand in, but not before Pat Leland comes out and has a chat. And it looks like Connor Pellerin's night has come to a close here in this top of the eighth inning. So Paulie Milto will enter and try to fight the fires of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans offense when we return after a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Pedro Ramirez will stand in against the new arm on the mound. Paulie Milto, the former Indiana Hoosier, will stand in. The 6'3", 245-pound, 26-year-old on the mound. First pitch is delivered in there, just a bit inside for a ball. 1-0 is your count. Milto, 26 years old, a 23rd-round pick in 2019 out of Greenwood, Indiana, is the righty, Paulie Milto. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. It is a bit up and away now, 2-0. Is your count. Milto 0-1 in the season, an 8.50 ERA. In 18 innings, 17 hits, 17 runs, 21 strikeouts in 18 innings. He has done well. Has Paulie Milto as of late. He has not allowed a run in four consecutive outings. First pitch is in there for a strike. Now 2-1. He's not allowed a run in his last three outings, I should say. Nothing against Lynchburg and nothing in his only outing against Down East on the 16th. 2-1 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. This one's upstairs. 3-1 now to Pedro Ramirez. Malcolm Quintero, the catcher, awaits on deck. The ballers have now used five arms tonight. Murphy, Andujar, Hammerberg, Pellerin, and now Milto. 3-1 count, Milto's pitch. This one is lifted into left field. That's going to drop in the corner and be a base knock in trouble as Myrtle Beach will score two here. Morrell will score. Rounding third and at home is Pabon. Throw's going to come in from left. It's not going to be in time. It's an RBI double for Pedro Ramirez. And the Pelicans have broken this game open. Add two more to the board. It's 7-3. Myrtle Beach on top with two outs in this top of the eighth inning. So it's second is Ramirez. Nine-hole batter and Malcolm Quintero due up. So the Pelicans now have jumped out to a lead, seven runs on seven hits. You're seeing why they're the Carolina League South first half champions. They're certainly putting together some offense when needed. Milto will deliver the first pitch to Quintero. This one's fouled off, an 0-1 count on a Malcolm Quintero. Top of the eighth inning, 7-3, Pelicans on top. Three runs on four hits. Quintero is 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts and a flyout. Pedro Ramirez with an RBI double. And Myrtle Beach two more runs on their night. Both runs charged to Pellerin. 0-1 from Milto. This one is swung and missed. 0-2. 88 miles an hour. Milto not going to blow you away with the velocity, but he's a very accurate pitcher. Doesn't really draw a whole bunch of walks, does Milto? He's actually been one of the more reliable arms out of the pen. 0-2, here's the pitch. Low and inside, a 1-2 count on Malcolm Quintero. Milto, as mentioned, 26 years of age, the oldest Ballers player on the roster, only in front of Horacio Andujar and Tim Elko, who are both 24, as Quintero fouls off the 1-2 over our heads here in the press box. 1-2 remains your count on Quintero. Zach Cable at 25 as well on the roster for the Ballers. Again, only four players above 24 years of age on the roster. 1-2. This one's grounded foul by Quintero. Keep it at 1-2. We'll do it again. Of the 30 active players on the Ballers roster, we have a 26-year-old, a 25-year-old, two 24-year-olds, and a lot of 23 and 22-year-olds. Youngest player on the roster is Noah Schultz, the lefty, 19 years of age. Can't even get a drink in the United States. So 1-2 count, two outs, top of the eighth inning. Milto sets, here's the pitch. This one's grounded sharply past Elko at first base. That's into right for a base knock. Malcolm Quintero has his first hit of the year. Fumbling the ball in left and right is Drake Logan. And Malcolm Quintero has his first hit of the year as a Myrtle Beach Pelican. It's an RBI double that scores Pedro Ramirez. It is a single, as that was a bit of a funny hop over at first base. And it scores another run for Myrtle Beach. Another RBI double, this time from Malcolm Quintero. Make it 8-3 Pelicans in this eighth inning. Two outs, top of the order, due up. It's Ismael Mena. So a bit of a hard hit, funny hot ball at first base, and Elko can't make the play cleanly. So two outs in the frame. That run will be charged to Milto, as he did give up the double by Ramirez. Mena's first pitch by Milto is in the air right center field. Burke after it takes a bad angle on it, and that ball falls in the gap. Rounding second headed for third, it is Ismael Mena. Quintero's going to score. It's an RBI triple for Ismael Mena, and Myrtle Beach has continued the fun. That's now another run in the frame. That is a five-run inning in this eighth inning. It is 9-3 Pelicans here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Scoring is Quintero, and Ismael Mena has an RBI triple. Ninth batter of the frame, Christian Hernandez, will stand in. Malcolm Quintero has his first hit on the season as a member of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's an RBI triple. First pitch to Hernandez is lifted into center. Jacob Burke will come in a few steps, and it's a grab on the fly out for the out. So Myrtle Beach sends nine to the plate, and they score five runs, and they lead now 9-3 in an inning that Kannapolis had hoped to kind of get through, and to get through with make it a one-run ball game. Kannapolis now trails by six runs into the bottom of the eighth inning. Myrtle Beach six outs away from victory. The Ballers will look to thwart it after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live, and we Elko, Willits, and Smelly when we return here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tim Elko stands in and leads it off bottom of the eighth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers a trail by six runs. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans as the rain falls here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis trailing by six. They thought they had a one-run game, but Myrtle Beach breaks it open as now it is 9-3. 0-1 your count. Elko goes after a 92-mile-an-hour heater up in the zone. As now the rain continuing to fall here at Atrium Health Ballpark, coming down a little heavier, 0-1. Elko swings and chops it back towards the mound. Kip will field it, and first he goes for the out. It is a 1-3 put out of Tim Elko for the first out. One down, and now Bryce Willits will stand in. So the rain picks up a little more, and it is coming down with some emphasis. Wind is blowing in as well. Kannapolis trailing by six runs in the spot of the eighth inning. Bryce Willits stands in for another at-bat. Here's the pitch from Kip. It's low and inside, a 1-0 count. As mentioned, it's been raining off and on pretty much all week here in Kannapolis. Couldn't get yesterday in at all. It was canceled due to the rain. 1-0 on the way. This one is outside, a 2-0 count on Bryce Willits. Had some flooding actually here in the area in Kannapolis. Had a couple of local parks and playgrounds underwater as a 2-0 is lifted high and foul by Bryce Willits down the line and left. 2-1 on Bryce. Willits on the night, the third baseman. 1-for-3, a single in the seventh inning. In the sixth inning, I should say. Struck out in the fourth and grounded out in the first. Did Willits. Kippel comes set, 2-1. Here is the pitch. Up and inside, now 2-1 moves to 3-1. Wind is coming, and the rain is coming down a little harder as well. You can see it in the stadium lights here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-1 on the way from Kip. Spun in for a strike on a curveball. Now count will run full on Bryce Willits. Colby Smelly, the catcher, awaits on deck. Ballers trail by six. Here's Kip's 3-2. This one is grounded towards short. Rojas with the play. At first, he goes for the out. It'll be a 6-3 ground out. Bryce Willits is the second out of the frame. Two outs. Colby Smelly will stand in. So Colby Smelly, an opportunity. He's 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts tonight. Hasn't been his night at the plate. As now Myrtle Beach is going to get an arm loose down the line and left. First pitch to Smelly is inside from Grant Kepa, 1-0 count. Kept the big tall righty on the mound, all set. 1-0 count. Here is the pitch. This one is spun in for a strike, now 1-1. Smelly has mentioned 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts. Rain continuing to fall. Here's the 1-1. In there for a strike, and now he's one strike away from a golden sombrero. Smelly with a 1-2 count, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. It's a six-run game. The Pelicans lead 9-3. Slightly open stance for Smelly. Kimball set, working from the stretch. 1-2 pitch. Low one outside, 2-2. Smelly wisely takes. The wind and the rain proving to be too much. It's starting to spit a little bit into the press box here at Atrium Health Ballpark. I want to get my electronics wet. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Smelly goes down on strikes. He's got the golden sombrero. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the mound for Grant Kipp. He picks up another 1-2-3 frame. Smelly now 0-for-4 with a quartet of strikeouts. So the ninth inning we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trailing 9-3 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Billy Seidel will take over for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the bump. The sixth arm used by the Ballers tonight, but Seidel will get some action on the mound. First pitch on the way to Jefferson Rojas is outside at 1-0 count. Rojas, Gariola, and Mora do up as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead 9-3 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark in a very moist evening here in Kannapolis. It's been a bit of a rough night all around as far as weather conditions go. The rain continuing to fall here in Kannapolis. 1-0 on the way is in there for a strike. Move to now 1-1. It's not a very heavy rain right now. It's just kind of one of those annoying rains where you can continue playing baseball, but you're going to get a little soggy out there in the stands. Pitch is outside, a 1-1 count. And moves to now 2-1 on Jefferson Rojas. This is the type of rain where you only sit in it if you're a diehard baseball fan. I'd be sitting out in it. 2-1 count, nobody out. Seidel's pitch to Rojas is in there for a strike. 2-2 on the shortstop, Rojas. Gariola and Moore to follow. Rojas tonight, he is 2-for-3. He has a multi-hit game. Last time up, he reached on a walk. 2-2 count here, Seidel's pitch. Swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Billy Seidel gets his first strikeout of the night. One down, Andy Gariola due up, the left fielder. Billy Seidel takes over, 6-foot, 220-pound, 23-year-old, a 15th-round pick in 2022 out of Wellesley, Massachusetts. A former Duke Blue Devil is the righty, Billy Seidel. Carolina League leader in saves with 9 on the season. This is his league-high 23rd appearance of the week. Of the season, I should say. Pitch is inside, a 1-0 count to Gariola. If it was his 23rd appearance of the week, that would be impressive. However, it's his 23rd of the season. 1-0 to Gariola. This one is inside corner for a strike. Now 1-1. 1-1 count with one down. 9-3 Pelicans on top. Seidel, the Carolina League leader in saves with 9. Not a save situation by any means. Just looking to get some work in the ninth inning. 1-1 is outside, a 2-1 count. Seidel in two appearances against the Down East Wood Ducks put together a nice little stretch of outings. 2 innings, no hits, no runs, and just 2 strikeouts. And Kinston, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Gariola goes chasing on a breaking ball. Now 2-2. Juan Mora, the third baseman, awaiting on deck as the Pelicans lead 9-3. They have an arm getting loose in the bullpen due to the Pelicans, assumingly their closer. 2-2 count with one down. Top of the ninth inning. Seidel on the bump will set. Here is the pitch. This one is a bit outside. Count will run full on Andy Gariola. Juan Mora, third baseman, awaits. Gariola with a double back in the first inning. 3-2 count with one down. Here is the pitch. Low and outside for ball four. It's a one-out walk for Billy Seidel. He'll issue this one to Andy Gariola. One down in the frame and a runner on. And due up is Juan Mora. Seidel's first pitch to Mora is in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. On the season, Seidel is 3-1 with a 4.56 ERA. 25 and two-thirds innings pitched. 19 hits, 27 strikeouts. Opponents are batting just 204 against Billy Seidel. 0-1 is in there for a strike. 0-2 on Juan Mora. Lefties have not hit him well, batting just 135 against Billy Seidel, the righty. Again, I mentioned a former Duke Blue Devil. 0-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. This one's chopped towards the second. Seidel's going to field, throw to second for one on to first. Is it a double play? No, it's not. It'll be a fielder's choice. It's a 1-4 put out of Gariola at second base, and safe at first is Mora on the fielder's choice. So Seidel gets the second out of the lead runner, but Mora will safely reach first base on the fielder's choice. Morel will now stand in with a runner on and a 2 down. First pitch, this one's chopped towards Sanchez. It's short, he'll field it in. Step in the back at second for the out. Just like that, an incomplete. It's a 6-U put out for the third out. Morel grounds into the fielder's choice, and that completes 9 innings of baseball. Bottom of the ninth we go. Ballers trail by 6. They'll have 3 outs to work with against a new arm on the way, presumably, for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll be right back after a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, the Ballers will have 3 outs to work with, and they need 6 runs against the riding on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's one of the better arms in the Carolina League out of the pen. 6'2", 180-pound riding from San Truce, Puerto Rico, 22 years of age. It's Jozan Okendo, the 16th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago Cubs. Takes over out of the bullpen, so Joanna Bill Laureano will stand in. It'll be Laureano, Mora, and Drake Logan. In this bottom of the ninth inning, Okendo stands in 5-1 on the year with a 2.83 ERA. First pitch to Laureano is hacked and a miss. 0-1 is your count. As mentioned, Okendo, a sinker, slider, changeup, one of the more challenging arms to face in the Carolina League. He has been a bit of a pest out of the pen. 4 teams to face. 5-1 record. Okendo picks up a whole bunch of victories. 0-1 count. Here is the pitch from Jozan. Upstairs in there for a strike now, 0-2 to Laureano. Joanna Villa is 0-3, a pair of strikeouts and a groundout. Mora, the second baseman, is 0-3. He awaits. Drake Logan in the hole is 1-2. 0-2 count with nobody out. Okendo sets working from the stretch, 0-2. Check swing, did he go around? No, he didn't, says Laureano. Count will move to 1-2. Laureano standing in, looking for a bit of more offense to the week here in Myrtle Beach. Okendo sets with an open, closed-off stance on the mound, 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2. 2-2 on the left fielder, Laureano. Mora waiting on deck, the second baseman. Jozan Okendo, he pitched as much as 3 innings. He struck out 5 of his 6 batters face in a save against Fayetteville on the 25th. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Laureano goes down on strikes for the third time tonight. He swings and misses for the first out. One down now, and Javier Mora, second baseman, will stand in. So Mora will have an opportunity. Second baseman is 0-3 tonight. He's still going to get on base against Jozan Okendo, who's now got a 2.83 ERA on the season. Okendo spent all of last year in Myrtle Beach with the Pelicans. First pitch is hacked out and fouled off by Mora. 0-1 is your count. Okendo spent 2022 in Myrtle Beach. He set a team-high 31 games. He was 3-2 with a 4.94 ERA. He's got an 0-1 count currently on Mora. Okendo, 3 saves and 58 in a third innings pitched. 88 strikeouts, just 37 walks for Jozan Okendo. 0-1 count, 1 down. Okendo sets against Mora. Here is the pitch. He'll foul it off, Will Mora, now 0-2. One down in this bottom of the ninth inning. Drake Logan awaiting on deck as the Ballers are 2 outs away from dropping their first game of this stretch with the Pelicans here at Atrium Health Ballpark in what has become an abbreviated 5-game stretch. So it'll be a best of 5. 0-2 count, 1 down. Okendo's pitch. This one is lifted in the air right field. After it is Mena on the run. He'll hook and it lands foul on the right field terrace area. Count shifts to 0-2 and stays put. Mora will get another opportunity at the plate, an 0-2 count, a 1 down. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Ballers with an opportunity to put some runs together. They trail by 6. They're out being out hit 9-4 as well. Javier Mora had a good weekend down east. Looking to make up for it here against Myrtle Beach. 0-2 count and time called. Pitch clock violation. Jozan Okendo has issued a pitch clock violation. It's a 1-2 count now on Javier Mora. Second pitch clock violation of the night. Okendo will set. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. It's another strikeout for Jozan Okendo. And now the Ballers, the final hope of the night will be Drake Logan. Nobody on base and 2 down. Drake Logan 1-2 tonight. A single in the 7th inning. A strikeout looking in the 5th and a walk in the 2nd for Drake Logan. So Jozano Kendo, one out away from picking up the victory to start off the week here in Kannapolis. First pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Ballers, of course, looking for some consistency out of the bullpen. They haven't been able to find it much. 0-1. This one's into right center. That's going to be trouble, and that's going to drop and be a base knock and more for Drake Logan. Rounding second, and he'll stop at second. Will Drake Logan? He's got a multi-hit game. A two-out double into right center as Logan will be in scoring position. One on and two down now for Wilbur Sanchez. Well, don't count the ballers out quite yet. They could certainly string together some hits. Nothing is impossible. It's two outs in this bottom of the ninth inning. Kannapolis just one out away from dropping their series opener with these Pelicans. But Logan's at second with a double here in the ninth inning. Sanchez stands in. Okendo sets, takes a peek at second. Here's the pitch. This one is on the outside corner for a strike. Now 0-1. Drake Logan with his third double on the season on the fly ball in the right center. Rain continues to fall here in Kannapolis. In this bottom of the ninth, 0-1. Here is the pitch from Jozano Kendo. Upstairs, 1-1. Sanchez on the evening is 0-2. He had a strikeout in his last at-bat in the seventh. He did walk in the fifth inning and reached base, scored a run as well. 1-1, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball, 1-2. Now the baller is down to their final strike. It's Wilbur Sanchez with the 1-2 count. Two outs in this bottom of the ninth inning. Top of the order, Mario Camilletti, two up. Okendo sets the 1-2 count and takes a peek at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and Jozano Okendo shuts the door. He gets three strikeouts despite the double from Drake Logan. It's not enough as the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop this first game of the week against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 9-3 is your final. They're out hitting 9-5 are the Ballers in this Wednesday night action. Well, we'll recap it all for you here in the postgame show. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Postgame show headed your way. 9-3 Pelicans take this one. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop this series opener, technically with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 9-3 is your final. Ballers are out hit tonight 9-5, one error for either side as Grant Kipp picks up the win out of the bullpen. 2-4 on the season now is Grant Kipp. Andrew and Shane Murphy gets the loss, 2-3 on the season. Murphy suffers his third loss on the mound for Kannapolis. As for tonight's game, Myrtle Beach really kept it a good game on offense. Kannapolis stayed in the ball game late, but then Myrtle Beach with a 5-run eighth inning. Just too much to handle for the Ballers in that eighth inning. As they'll turn things over tomorrow, Thursday is your second game of five now on the week between these two sides. Tomorrow is the final day of the first half. So after tomorrow night's game, the sides will turn it back and they'll reset to zero as we'll look to take the second half crown in Kannapolis. Will the Ballers against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who have already clinched the first half and the playoff spot in the Carolina League. So before we send you on your way, we'll send you some notable performances for both sides. Mario Camilletti with a big night for Kannapolis, 2-for-4 with 2 RBI, and then a 2-for-3 night for Drake Logan. Bryce Willits had the other RBI, a 1-for-4 night with a run batted in. Camilletti and Drake Logan, the only two with extra base hits on the evening. A double for Camilletti and a double for Logan. Other than that, three singles. It was a pretty quiet night on offense for the Ballers. It was not a quiet night on the mound. They used six pitchers tonight. Murphy, 3 2/3. 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, and 4 punch-outs. Horacio Andujar, inning in a third, a hit, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Ethan Hammerberg, clean inning of work with 1 strikeout. Connor Pellerin had a bit of a rough go of it tonight, inning in 2/3, a hit, 3 runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Milto comes in for a third of an inning, 3 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. And then Billy Seidel, 1 inning, 1 walk, and a 1 strikeout. On the other side, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, they picked up all kinds of offense tonight. They had 9 total hits, and of those 9 hits, they had 4 extra base, 3 doubles, and a triple on the night. 2-for-5 night for Mena with an RBI. 2-for-4 night for Rojas in that 3 spot. Gariola, the cleanup batter, 1-for-3 with an RBI. The big night, though, is Juan Mora, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs on his evening. And then a 1-for-3 night with an 2 RBI for Ramirez. And then Malcolm Quintero, 1-for-4 with a run batted in for himself. 9 hits, 9 RBI. Myrtle Beach puts together a nice night of offense. Arias, 4 2/3, a hit, a run. It was earned. 2 walks and 6 punch-outs. And then LeBron comes in for a third of an inning. 1 hit, 1 unearned run, and a walk on the night. Grant Kipp gets the win, 3 innings, 3 hits, a run, no walks, and 4 punch-outs. And then Josano Kendo, 1 inning, 1 hit, and 3 strikeouts out of the bullpen for Myrtle Beach. Well, tomorrow we'll do game 2 and the final game of the first half of the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans before we set it back to zero on a Friday for the second half of action in the Carolina League. Tomorrow night, we'll see about the starting pitchers, as it's supposed to be pretty dreary and pretty overcast and pretty nasty weather tomorrow, but hopefully we'll get the skies to clear up a little bit as they did tonight, and we'll get a game in tomorrow at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7 o'clock first pitch for Thirsty Thursday here in Kannapolis. Be sure you grab your tickets if you can come out or join us on the broadcast here at Atrium Health Ballpark on Bally Live and MILB TV. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody. I'll leave you, as I always do, speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. So long from Kannapolis. So the final score is Myrtle Beach 9 and Kannapolis 3. See you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Enjoy the rest of your night, and have a great one, everyone.